This is Ozarks at Large. Evidence of an entrepreneurial explosion in creativity in our region is everywhere. Beer, theater, music festivals, farmers markets, and perhaps very soon, fashion. That's not to say there aren't designers in Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley right now, but the support to help those designers grow is just developing. Robin Atkinson, the CEO of the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum and Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, says there are plans underway to make the area a better-known location for original designs and clothing. This year's fashion events are scheduled for September 20th through the 22nd, and Robin says momentum is building for a true fashion community here.
I like to think about the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum as the beginning of something like a farm-to-table movement for clothing. So what we don't think about often, and you're correct, is where our clothing is coming from, who's making our clothing, where's the textiles coming from. We are still really entrenched in fast fashion. And there's a pushback on that, but you haven't seen it take root locally the same way that you've seen things like eating local and shopping local. You talk about shopping local maybe at boutiques, but you don't necessarily talk about shopping local in terms of the makers. And we have this huge maker community in Arkansas, and many of those are, you know, they're producing fashion in one form or another. But what we're trying to do at the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum is just really hone in and focus on that so that people do start thinking more about the clothing that they're wearing or even avant-garde clothing as something that is connected to an individual artist and that is procurable in our local community.
Procurable being one of the things here. I mean, if you're going to do this and be able to put food on the table, there have to be things that people like me can buy.
Correct. And so creating a platform where Arkansas-based designers, whether it's ready-to-wear or couture clothing, have an outlet to showcase their work, that's really what the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum does in its partnership with Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week. So Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week itself is just an event. It's a brand. What Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum does is it secures the runway time for Arkansas-based designers. So Arkansas designers actually apply for a grant, and they're granted the runway time. Nobody pays in. None of the designers pay in, because what we found was if designers were asked to pay for runway time, it's cost prohibitive, because creating a collection itself is so time expensive, material expensive, very labor intensive. So we try to cover at least the runway time.
If someone is a local brewer or a local musician, you can make a keg of beer, and that can last for a few nights and serve many people. You can go into a studio as a musician, record a downloadable song or a CD, and that can be, if not mass-produced, certainly several.
Widely disseminated, at least.
Thank you. I'll use an example, a creator I admire, Rosie Rose. She makes wonderful clothes. I think she hand-sews them.
She does.
Okay. So she can do one.
Right. There is a limit. So something that we're focusing on with this new educational programming that we're launching is having workshops that will increase the number of people who are capable of the sort of basics of sewing. And then from those people, increasing skill level to the intermediate stage, where if there were people for designers to hire to help produce more clothing, that what we need is the individuals to be capable of doing it, and then we need the budget for the designers to be able to do it.
So an infusion of money.
Correct, and we're working on both ends. So one of the things the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum hopes to do in the future and is currently seeking funding to do is create production grants, where a designer could pitch a line to us and say, I want to make 25 small, medium, and larges of this dress. I'm going to need $10,000 to get that done. And we can say, okay, we're going to find some funding or we're going to find the material. We'll get in-kind donations as well to work with designers so that they have the capability of mass producing, no, but larger scale production, creating small batched clothing lines and things like that. And we've already seen some of this happening from designers on our runway. Several brands have launched at Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week and gone on to do small-scale production and have ready-to-wear lines. The trick is trying to get the production in state, because a lot of times people have to send it to New York, they send it to Dallas, where there are production facilities. So we're really hoping to be able to build something here.
I'm guessing that, so if in this scenario you have 25 small, medium, and larges of a design, these 75 pieces of clothing, you have places locally that will have them for sale. You have retail partners ready.
Absolutely. So every boutique I've ever spoken to, every boutique owner I've ever talked to has expressed an interest in carrying local designers. The problem that they have is they can only carry one of anything, because there is only ever one of anything. So if a designer is making one dress and then it sells, but then you've got an audience for it, you find yourself in a tricky situation. It's sort of not worth the effort to sell three articles of clothing. But if we could get it so that we're able to make 10 and 20 of any one given article, that becomes more interesting for both parties. There is also starting to pop up some designer boutiques. So where actual designers are getting together and they're having rack space in the same store. Material Concepts has just opened a storefront in Fayetteville, actually, right downtown off Spring Street. And she's carrying, I think, five or six designers. They each have a rack. And basically what they're doing is they're showing their past collections from Fashion Week, and they're all purchasable. But they're still one-offs. So everything is still, you know, if you don't luck into the right size, you're out of luck. So that's what we want to start working on, is sizing out and, you know, multiples of things.
You use that comparison of farm to table. Mm-hmm. There had to be some awareness that came along. Mm-hmm. People, oh, no, that would be better to support the local farmer. It's probably mm-hmm. healthier for me. Mm-hmm. An understanding of this restaurant might have this today, but not tomorrow because mm-hmm. they're out of the okra. Is there also a public awareness that has to go with, oh, maybe I shouldn't go to Old Navy mm-hmm. necessarily to find my cheap shirt?
Yeah.
Or my shirt.
Yeah, well, cheap shirt.
not that it would be
yes.
as inexpensive.
Correct.
But it would be local.
Correct. And sustainable.
Yes.
And that's a big part of it. So the answer is yes, absolutely. A lot of the legwork is being done already in terms of the move to shop local. So that's really helpful. Anybody who's sort of plugged into the local boutique community already knows the importance of shopping at locally owned businesses. So that's great. A lot has happened in the last 5 years towards that end. To take it one step further, we're trying to start thinking about where did the materials come from? There's a lot of cotton produced in the state of Arkansas, for instance. We're really trying to think about where can we start sourcing materials from to get them into the right hands, to really think about doing this as an Arkansas-based start-to-finish project. It's sort of giant in scope, so we are starting small with just, okay, maybe I don't know where the fabric came from, but I do know that the designer made it, and now we're selling it locally. And if we can get something like that created in a sustainable, fiscally viable way, then you expand the scope into thinking about materials and thinking about sourcing and things like that.
All right, you and I, next September, we'll talk again.
Perfect.
A year later, what do you hope that you're coming to me with in a year?
Oh, I hope that by next September, we've been able to educate and train at least five new designers. So I'm hoping that by next year, we will have cycled through five completely novice people who have started sewing classes. They've had ideas. They've had the idea for design for a long time, but they don't have the technical skill. We've cycled them through several workshops, and then we've got 10 looks of theirs on the runway. That's what I'm hoping we can say next year.
Young people growing up in Arkansas, are they exposed to the fact that they can be a designer beyond the shows that are on cable television?
No. What Arkansas does have a lot of is it does have a lot of traditional skills still. So a lot of us are still learning from our grandparents how to hem a pant, and that's really vital. But I think that as, you know, new generations aren't having that as much. So people my age and possibly people your age as well, are we have a little a connection to sort of a more traditional skill set. As times change and that becomes less important, there's not as many home ec classes taught, we have to start focusing on it purposefully if we want people to know it's possible.
Maybe an advantage of that, when I was in high school and what was called home ec, it was 100% women.
Correct.
Maybe if there's an advantage from losing that connection through school, classrooms, or generations, it's that it doesn't have to be only one demographic involved.
Correct. So we really try to focus on outreach to interested individuals, right? So it genderless, you know, any sort of demographic, financial makeup, background, creative background. It's really about, you know, is there an interest in design? Is there an interest in production? Let's find those people and really reach out to them. Something that I'm really, really excited about is that you find people who are interested in design in places that you may not necessarily expect to find them. So one partnership that we're creating this season that I hope grows significantly into the future is partnering directly with Marshallese Designers based out of Springdale. It turns out they have a really thriving design community. They have people in their community who make a lot of the clothing that they wear. A lot of it's very traditional. It focuses specifically on lots of cotton dresses and things like that. But when we discussed with them the idea of an outlet, of a runway show, of pushing boundaries to doing runway fashion, they picked it up so fast and got so excited about it that we're really excited to see what comes out of these four designers this season, but then also hoping that my guess is there's many more designers in that community than we would expect who are capable of producing items that you will really surprise us. And so that's thrilling for us because it's this untapped cultural landscape that all of a sudden becomes, you know, really, really fruitful in terms of bringing new people and ideas and production techniques and fabrics and things like that to the table.
An overlap of cultures.
Interaction. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that it's, you know, a lot of work has been done to do outreach into the Marshallese community and not always to a extremely fruitful end. And I think that the organic relationship and the organic interest that we've been able to find is thrilling. So we're excited about that.
Robin Atkinson is the CEO of the Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum and Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week. Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week begins Thursday, September 20th, with a collaboration with the Idle Class magazine for the presentation of this year's Black Apple Awards at a private hangar at Drake Field. It's open to the public, though. Then on Friday and Saturday nights, the 21st and 22nd, a dozen runway shows each night. A full schedule with all the details can be found at NWAFW, think Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, NWAFW.com.